Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Jack and Davis. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Weston, Evie, and Cade from Edmonds, Washington, Dean and Jack from Aruba, Parker from Ohio, Axel from Iowa, Chloe from Vancouver, BC, Ava from Honolulu, Hawaii, and Evelyn and Atticus from Ohio. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of our Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Jack, can you hand me the chips? Said Davis. They were both on a very fun road trip with their family, which means they had a very long drive. If you're in the car on a very long drive, what do you like to do? I like to look at the license plates and see where everybody is from, or count all the letters on signs, like try and find signs that start with every letter of the alphabet. That's a really fun game. Or I watch the clouds, and there's so many fun games that Jack and Davis were doing, but it was time to close their eyes and take a little rest. And as soon as they closed their eyes, all of a sudden, bzz, 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 their eyes burst open. Jack, did you hear that? Yeah, it's, that was their Spy Kid beeper going off. Here it is. Jack reached down and underneath his shoe was his Spy Kid beeper. Must have fallen out of his backpack. All right, press play. We gotta listen to it.
Jack, Davis, we really need your help. Run!
I can't.
I don't have much time, guys. But there's a terrible creature.
We gotta get out of here.
There's a terrible creature outside. It's some kind of ginormous snake. We think it's a titanoboa. We didn't know that they were still around here, but they are. And it's trying to eat the city and all of Spy Kid HQ, even the underground. We need your help, fast. Over and out.
What in the world? Davis, there's a giant snake at HQ that's about to eat, like, all of the headquarters and the underground, and... Oh, no, we gotta get there fast.
Their parents turned around and looked at them and said, All right, well, we can turn the car around and start heading towards South Carolina, because that's where Spy Kid HQ is.
We don't have time to drive there. We gotta fly. Pull over and in the back we'll get our jetpacks. Hurry!
Their parents pulled the car over and Jack and Davis ran out around to the back of the car and pulled out their jetpacks. They threw them on their back and off they blasted. You see, jetpacks were way faster than cars. Like almost as fast as real jets. That's why they're called jetpacks, because they're really fast. Well, what would have taken them all day to drive there only took 10 minutes.
Whoa, that's really fast.
And as they arrived, they could see there was some significant damage that had happened. From above, they could see trees that were knocked over, like a giant snake had crawled through the forest and just knocked over everything in its way. They saw people running away from...
Oh! Jack, it must be over there. Let's go check it out.
Jack and Davis flew over to where there was this big hillside, and it looks like that's where the snake had been living. Have you ever heard of a titanoboa? Yeah, titanoboas are a prehistoric monster snake that I thought didn't live anymore, but there must be one still left by the HQ. Or maybe, wait a second. Remember, Dr. Stinky Breath can time travel. So I hope he didn't, like, time travel one back from dinosaur times. Oh, no.
That would not be good. All right, Jack, I need you to land over there and take a look to see if that cave is the home of the snake. All right. They both landed. Davis ran up the hill to keep a lookout, and Jack ran over towards the cave. He grabbed his super bright flashlight and shined it in the cave, and nothing was there. Well, it was just a big empty cave. Definitely nothing here, but there were a giant snake trail. That must be where he is, but he's not here now. This is where he comes back to. All right, Davis, come down here. Jack and Davis came up with a plan. If they could lure the snake back into the cave, they could set a trap that would like lock the snake inside of this cave. So now we just have to build a really big door. Perfect. Jack was really good at building things, and Davis was very strong. And so they worked together to get a whole bunch of wood and all kinds of different parts to build a giant trapdoor. A trapdoor that they would set so that once the snake went inside the cave, the door would seal shut, not allowing the snake to escape. It was a perfect plan. It only took them a few hours to build this amazing trapdoor. Well, all right. Oh, Davis, it's time. We gotta find a way to lure that snake to this cave. How are we gonna do that? Jack, have you ever thought of being snake bait before?
What? What are you talking about, snake bait? I don't know about that.
Oh, no, you'll be totally fine, Jack. Don't worry. You see, put your jetpack on, and we need to figure out the snake's favorite food, and then you can wave the favorite food around and make the snake go into the cave, and then you can blast off with your jetpack so that he doesn't eat you. Does that sound like a good plan?
That sounds like, okay. I don't know about this. That sounds a little crazy, but okay.
And just like that, Jack and Davis did some research and found that that kind of snake, the Titanoboa, really loved apples. Well, I think it also liked eating other things, but apples were a favorite snack of Titanoboas. All right, so we need to get a whole bunch of apples, throw them into the cave, and find a, like, maybe make a trail. So they laid out a whole bunch of apples that was a perfect trail all the way to the cave, and
what was that? Davis, did you hear that?
Said Jack.
Oh, I definitely heard that, but was that your stomach? Or was that
run! They ran as fast as they could away from where that creature was coming. And all of a sudden, run, 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 run. They kept going all the way back to the cave. And then, dun, 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 the snake's tail tripped Jack. Oh no, hurry, get your jetpack on. It had fallen off and, oh no, he couldn't reach his jetpack. Quick, the snake is coming closer. Go, go, go!
As the snake was getting closer to Jack, Jack reached over for his jetpack. Just in time, Davis came swooping down and picked up Jack, and they were safe.
The snake smelled all the apples and followed the trail back into the cave, and the trapdoor slammed shut.
Hooray! They rescued the city and all of Spy Kid HQ.
What an amazing, crazy story. Who knows how that Titanoboa got there, but we gotta keep an eye out so that Dr. Stinky Breath doesn't do anything else crazy. But, whew, good job, Jack and Davis. You saved the day. You saved HQ. And this story is all done. We'll see you next time, my friends. Bye.
listened all the way to the end, so I want to give some more
kid shout-outs.
I want to say hey to Samuel from New Jersey, Micah and Miles from Staten Island, New York, Raghav and Manav from Chicago, Ryan from Miami, Sersha from Oakland, California, and Juniper from California. So glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. Well, we'll see you all next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye!